This is, like before, it's gonna storm. A Stranger Things fanfic, written by Lovin Hawkins and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is mostly Jen, with pre-Steve Harrington Eddie Munson, and the relationship between Steve Harrington and Dustin Henderson. Additional tags for pre-Steve Eddie, POV Dustin Henderson, friendship, found family, season 4 missing scene, before the battle. What happened after make him pay? Smart Dustin Henderson. Dustin Henderson is a sweetheart. Scene rewrite. Extended scene. Protective Dustin Henderson. Mild hurt comfort. I just love writing perceptive Dustin. I think it's partly the thought that you're my brother and I love you. Hope. Ficlet. One shot. Originally posted on Tumblr. Character study. Introspection. It happens right after Eddie says, "Hey, Steve, make him pay." And for some reason, Dustin's reminded of 84, of his conversation with Steve on the railroad tracks. It's like before it's gonna storm, you know? You can't see it, but you can feel it. Like this, electricity, you know? Although he's grown enough to suspect that Steve might not know everything in that regard. And it's not electricity he senses, not exactly, but it's definitely a storm of some kind. Something fragile. Something, someone, that's very scared. Dustin's running before he's even registered his decision. Steve! Steve turns around, and he already looks like he's about to ask a question. Something practical, like whether Dustin's forgotten something. And Dustin feels a twist of regret. That's where Steve's mind goes. Yeah, they're all ready for battle, so it makes sense, but... Feeling suddenly very young, Dustin barrels into Steve and hugs him. He hears Steve's surprised inhale, his hesitancy, before he returns the hug in full force. For a little while, it's like the world narrows down to only this. No ash in the air, no nightmarish red in the sky. Just the two of them. Dustin's about to pull away when he feels Steve's chin dig into the top of his head. Hears him sniff very quietly, like he's trying to hide it. And that makes Dustin think of the tunnels, or afterwards, really, when Steve held on to him with shaking hands, kept saying, "We're okay. We're okay." So he just keeps hugging back. Steve's the one to let go. He's smiling, but he looks a little sad, too, forehead creased with worry. "I need a ride tomorrow," Dustin says. Steve huffs. "Oh yeah? Where to?" Dustin taps his nose obnoxiously. "That's for me to know and you to find out." It's bullshit, of course. Dustin doesn't need a ride anywhere. Steve rolls his eyes, but some tightness in his jaw finally eases. "God, you're such a dick." "Bright and early, Steve," Dustin adds smugly. 5 a.m. Yeah, Steve says, waving him off. And for a moment, it's like they're just on the school parking lot. He looks as if he's about to say something else, then thinks better of it. Glances back to where Robin and Nancy are waiting. He pulls Dustin in with one arm, a brief but tight hold. Nods, as if to himself. "Go on, scram." Dustin runs back to the trailer with a stitch in his side, but a smile on his face. He knows it's naive to think he can fix everything. But in this moment, at least some part of the universe has been righted, even while in the Upside Down. Eddie's standing right where he left him, like he's been frozen the whole time. "Hey," he says quietly. Is he okay? Dustin's reminded that, of course, Steve isn't the only one who's scared. Yeah, he will be, he says, which he thinks is a more accurate answer than a simple yes or no. It's funny how life works, he muses, while gathering supplies for the trailer defenses. There's no way he'd have thought even a week ago that Eddie would be sincerely asking him about Steve's well-being. Whenever he happened to bring Steve up at Hellfire, Eddie would imitate him in a comedic falsetto. Oh, Steve this, Steve that. For a minute, Eddie remains rooted to the spot, still staring in the direction of where Steve went. Like he'd watched, helplessly, as Steve walked into the eye of a storm or something. You just gonna stand there and gawk? Dustin says. Eddie snorts. So rude, Henderson. And it's not like Dustin really knows. Not when Steve and Eddie are still barely dancing around it themselves. Still, he can pick up on some things. Like when they finished setting up everything, waiting for the go-ahead for Eddie to start playing his guitar. To pass the time, they recount the high points of the day. Keep it light. It's a practice Eddie used to implement after campaigns. And look, Dustin's damn good at picking up on patterns. Like, he loves Steve, but he's pretty sure the reality of him driving the hot-wired RV doesn't quite match up to how Eddie's currently waxing lyrical about it. He's making it sound like it was something out of James Bond, Dustin thinks, when he's sure Steve drove right into several trash cans. Suddenly, he knows exactly what he should do. Steve this, Steve that, he sings songs. Eddie flushes. Dustin cackles. Fuck off, Eddie says, but he is smiling as Dustin keeps laughing. Like he knows there's nothing mean-spirited in it. He keeps going, Steve this, Steve that, talking right over Dustin's teasing. Somehow finding even more moments where Steve truly shines. And Dustin doesn't know everything, not even close. But at the very least, he knows that this feels right. The end.
Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded in May 2024, and then I sat on it because I couldn't figure out how to do the proper cover art. And then in May 2024, just a couple days later, Chaos Kira posted a version of this podfic for Voice Team 2024. So then I kept sitting on it. And then, now that it's August 2024, and just in time for summer podfic swap, I saw that Chaos Kira asked for Stranger Things podfic. So, in my little, you know what, fuck it kind of, you know, going through the list for treats, clearly, Chaos Kira enjoys this story. So, you are getting gifted with a repod of a thing that you already did. Hopefully this version is equally as entertaining as the version that you already recorded. Thank you very much to Love and Hawkins for having blanket permission to podfic. And yeah, I hope it makes you smile. Thanks for listening and have a nice day.